Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I know what I want for Christmas. I want no accidents and no stalled vehicles. Unfortunately, we have a couple. I just thought I should mention on the H1 eastbound direction by Milo, the overpass. Got a stalled, an accident, actually. This one, they're waiting on a tow truck. The other accident, Farrington onto the H1 eastbound direction. Please, everybody, drive with caution. We got a flood watch up late tonight through late Monday night. Ni'ihau, Kauai, Oahu. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Breezy, windward of Mauka, scattered showers in the morning, numerous showers in the afternoon. On the leeward side, we're going to have isolated showers in the morning and some scattered showers in the afternoon. The high between 79 and 84. The winds are out of the south. They're coming at us 15 to 25. It's been a while. And Sunday, occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms on Kauai and Oahu. So you may not want to play around a golf. We'll see. Scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms from Maui County as well. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. High between 80 and 85. The low 68 to 73. And those winds southerly 15 miles per hour. So how about a tea time today? You know, you can get out. And by the way, Big Island, sunny, hazy, though, high 81 to 85. And the winds are southwesterly, about 15 miles per hour. So let's go play today. Let's go play around at Makalei. There's an 852, a 928, an 1108. The ball boys are out on the course. And Poipu has an 840 on Kauai, a 950, a 140. Celebration of Life is happening right now, Poipu. And then we have Kauai Lagoons, 1028 and an 1108. On Oahu, there's Pearl at Kalaau'au, 848, 956, 1040. Women Mean Business. They're out on the golf course. I love that name. Pearl at Kalaau'au, yes, that 848, 956, and a 1048. Hawaii Kai has an 842, a 936, a 1058. Turtle Bay has an 830, a 930, a 1038. And the Wind Talkers are on the course. Royal Hawaiian Golf Course, yes, the 836, 952, and 1120 slots are open. And one group that's out today is We Don't Run. I guess they're not going to be in the marathon. All right. Eva Beach Golf Course, 10:06, 11:40, and 12:12. And let's see, at Bayview, there's a 9 o'clock, a 10:10, a 12:08. That's a real comfortable golf course to play if you haven't been out in a while. Wailea on Maui, 8:30, 9:20, 9:40. And we've got on the Gold Course, a 9:30, 11:30, 11:50. Emerald Course, 8:40, 11:10, 11:40. The Blue Course, 10:40, 11:42, and 12 o'clock. And the Shanks are playing and the Yips are playing. So don't follow them. All right, we're going to come back after this. Stephanie Smith, Vice President, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer, Chief Golf Partnership Officer, Century will be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf. The game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Evilay next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you so much. And here is Stephanie Smith, our Vice President, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer, and Chief Golf Partnership Officer, Century Insurance. Welcome into the clubhouse, Stephanie.
Hello, Danielle. It's good to talk again.
I know. It feels like it's been forever, and I'm going to miss you. You know, we all were taken aback, shocked, amazed. It couldn't possibly be happening. But when the Mother Nature doesn't give us rain, enough water to keep the course playable, that's what happens. And PGA Tour announced that Century 2026 just couldn't be held this coming January because of the problems, the drought, and in particular Kapalua, where Century would have been played. But you folks have come back with some of the most incredible generosity that I've ever seen. Century honoring the players who qualified for the Century 2026 by making charitable donations in their name. Tell us, how did you folks all come to this?
Well, Danielle, we have done this for 3 years now. Instead of giving the players a gift, we've decided to make a donation in their name. You know, Maui's been through a lot with COVID, with the fires, and now this. So we decided it was more impactful to make a donation and honor the players qualified than to give them gifts. And they responded enthusiastically. So this year, even though the Century won't be played, we thought it was appropriate to honor the players who qualified by continuing these donations.
Wow. So that this is the third year you're contributing $2,000 for each of the 60 golfers?
$2,000, yes, for the 60 qualifiers this year. Half of it goes to Maui United Way. And then we allow the players to pick a charity of their choice on Maui. And we make the donation to that. So we have a variety of charities, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Club, First Tee, the Hawaii Community Foundation, the Food Bank, and one of my personal favorites, Save Maui Cat.
We're on the same wavelength. That is wonderful. Save Maui Cats. Yes. So I really like when I was reading the CEO of Maui United Way, Ji-Yun Lee. Century's continued support strengthens the vital network of nonprofits working to improve lives throughout Maui County. Their partnership reflects the power of shared purpose and ensures that Maui Nui's families have access to care and the resources they need, especially as we continue to recover, rebuild, and create a more resilient community. So grateful, and I didn't realize that since 1999 through 2025, the Century, the tournament has raised $9.7 million for Maui Charities.
That's right, and since Century became the title sponsor in 2018, it's been close to $6 million. So that amount of charitable giving has just accelerated, and we're happy to be part of it.
Wow. Wow. $3 million was donated for the wildfire relief, and, of course, also focusing on youth mental health support post-2023 wildfires?
Yes, that's right. So the tournament has contributed cumulatively $9 million, but we've done our own. We have fallen in love with Maui. Maui is a Century community, not unlike our hometown here back in Wisconsin. So we want to be part of the community. We want to contribute. So when the wildfires hit, of course, the first thing we wanted to do was make sure our friends were safe. But then turning our attention to how can we help, because we knew there was a lot that needed to be done.
Yeah, it truly, and it's still ongoing. You know, it's not like everybody could go just back in and build their house. You know, there's...
No, I will say, Danielle, what we've seen is encouraging.
Yes.
You know, people are rebuilding, and that's... We're so happy about that. But the drought and the fact that the tournament can't be played, that was another blow.
It was. you know, another blow. And it's just the $747,704 raised by Century in May. How did that come about?
Well, that those are the proceeds of the 2025 Century.
Gotcha.
So all proceeds from tournaments are returned to the community and to several charities. So, yeah, we were there in May presenting the charity check from the 2025 tournament.
Yeah.
And that's a big number and yes. really impactful to those charities.
Yes. And then later in 2025, there was $120,000 despite the cancellation in support of the Maui charity. So you came back later in 2025 to give even more?
Yeah, just this week. Yeah, and that was Century.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and some of the beneficiaries, Scouting America, Aloha Council, Halemakua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Kalima o Maui, Lahaina Lua'na High School Foundation, Maui Strikers Soccer, and, of course, various junior golf and watershed programs. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. And these are organizations that are key to the tournament. They provide critical service, volunteer hours. So, these charities help in many ways, not just with the services they provide to the community, but the services they provide to help the tournament run smoothly.
Yeah, absolutely. And they know that as partners, they can do even more together than one. You know, it's true. It's absolutely fantastic. Stephanie Smith, Vice President, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer, and Chief Golf Partnership Officer, Century Insurance. Is there anything I didn't give you an opportunity to say that you wanted to?
Well, we'll miss being on Maui this January, certainly. And we'll miss all of our friends. But as I said, Maui is a Century community, and that won't change.
Oh, wonderful. And we miss you. Thank you, Stephanie, for being on the air with me. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Happy holidays.
You, happy holidays. Thank you so much. And of course, we love everything. Century has just been such a good partner in everything. It's wonderful to see. All right. We're going to come back with Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio and talk show host on television. She's an author, interviewer, reporter, speaker. Oh, I'm going to tell you that in just a couple of minutes again. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, you know they're going to want something. You know, it's, and you don't know what to get them necessarily. Yeah, maybe there's a gift certificate available. But it's Aloha Power's week-long steel sale. Steel, STIHL. You know the brand. It's time to retire those big box tools that aren't quite right anymore. Steel is on sale up to 25% off. And riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more, all available for you to, you know, go out and check out and see what has he been talking about? What has she been talking about? What do they want? Oh, yeah. We have service, parts, and accessories for every rider, from home to commercial sized. You mow it, you blow it, you bag it, you're done. What would you, what do you get? What you know, when you get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, you get the best. Evie Lay next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The first woman to host a sports call-in show on WFAN, the first all-sports radio station, WFAN and CBS Sports Radio Network golf correspondent, owner, host, executive producer of Sports Interview on the radio and TV, and nationally renowned sports radio and TV talk show host, author, interviewer, reporter, speaker, business owner, philanthropist, and she's just back from Ireland. I'm jealous. Welcome into the clubhouse, Anne Liguori.
Danielle, it's always good to be with you. Hope everything's going great.
Oh, yeah. We're just in paradise. You need to come and visit us again soon. So you co-hosted a reception with the U.S. Ambassador to Ireland, Ed Walsh, at his residence. Wow, what an honor.
I know. It was a very, very special project and an incredible evening. I had met Ed Walsh in New York City at another event I was hosting, pretty much a Ryder Cup preview last February, March, you know, for the Beth Page Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And Ed was there, and he came up and introduced himself. I had interviewed Paul McGinley that evening. And so after the program, he came up and said, I'm hoping to be confirmed as the next U.S. ambassador to Ireland. And I thought, wow, okay. Just a very friendly, outgoing man. And he said, and when I do get to Ireland, I'll be looking for programs to host. And I think maybe you may have some ideas. And I said, absolutely. So fast forward to November, we basically co-hosted an event at his residence in Dublin where the theme was called Golfing Ties Between the United States and Ireland. And it really was the first celebration to launch the United States' 250th anniversary.
Wow.
And so we had dignitaries from all over Ireland attend, presence of multinationals, businessmen and women from both the United States and Ireland, directors of golf and you know, representatives from links courses and parkland courses all over Ireland. So it was really a wonderful gathering, Danielle, of just a real great mix of personalities from the United States and Ireland who are very passionate about golf. And as you know, golf ties, whether, you know, it's between the U.S. and Ireland, or between the states, Hawaii and the mainland, you know, it just runs deep. And golf brings us so much, you know, friendships, shared passions. And in the case of Ireland and the United States, golf has long been a bridge between the two countries. And, you know, this is a sport that really transcends borders. And that was all very evident that evening. There was so much enthusiasm and so much, it was so obvious that people were so passionate, not only about the sport, but about our friendship, the friendship between these two countries. And Padre Carrington was on stage with me, as well as Paul McGinley. And Padre actually flew in from the United States that very day.
Wow.
And was able to come to the ambassador's house his residence for the interview and the reception, and just an incredible guy, as you know.
Yeah.
And it was really a lot of fun. We talked about we previewed the Irish Open, which will be in Dune Bag at President Trump's property there, the Trump International Ireland Links course there. And then we also previewed the next Ryder Cup, which will be at Adira Manor in 2027. So much to talk about, and obviously the great Irish players who continue to excel, and you know who those big personalities are. So there's just so much to talk about, and it was quite the extraordinary evening.
I bet. And now, what did they say about, you know, the next coming together Ryder Cup?
I know. It just seems like we just got done with Bethpage on Long Island, where I reside. They're looking forward to it. Obviously, Ireland has enthusiastic and very knowledgeable golf fans. It's going to be in a very small town called Adair. It's a village. Adira Manor is just an extraordinary estate and manor, and J.P. McManus, one of the wealthiest individuals in Ireland, bought the property a number of years ago and really transformed the place. I mean, the golf course is often referred to as the Augusta National of Ireland.
Uh-huh.
It is just in impeccable shape. It's absolutely stunning. And then the manor there is just beautiful. The Minister of Irish Tourism and Sport and Culture was also there. And he spoke a little bit talking, and he's actually from County Limerick, which is the county that Adira Manor is in. So he's really obviously up on everything that's being done to accommodate all the people that are going to be pretty much gathering in this little village for this major international sporting event in 2027. So they're really working hard to accommodate all the people that are going to be coming in, and you know, a lot of people will be staying on the outskirts, obviously, of Adair and then busting in. But they're very excited about it. And, you know, based on how the Europeans played, especially the first 2 days of the Ryder Cup at Bethpage, they surely feel that they can go to Adair Manor and retain the Ryder Cup. But it's a little bit a ways away. We have a little bit of time, and we don't know who the captains are going to be on either side. I have to tell you that Padraig Harrington, during this program, did break news and proclaimed that he would love to be considered to be the Ryder Cup captain of the 2027 European Ryder Cup team. And that was an incredible admission because, you know, he was the captain in 2021 when the European team lost to the United States at Whistling Straits. And, you know, everybody probably expects Luke Donald to perhaps continue on. He's had such an incredible experience and record. And so I think they're waiting to hear from Luke Donald, the European team, to see if he will indeed captain yet again. And if not, then they'll proceed to, decide who will replace Luke Donald. But for Padraig to come right out and say, hey, you know, I would love to try it again, to be the captain. And, of course, Padraig Harrington played on 6 Ryder Cup teams. He captained one of them. I mean, he's won 3 major titles, and he's won several major titles on the senior circuit. So he would be terrific. I'd love to see him have the opportunity to lead the European team and try again. You know, he's just such a wonderful person and such a smart, I really think from a strategy standpoint and from a captaincy standpoint, I think he's just a very strong leader. It just would be great to give him another opportunity, in my opinion.
And he's
and
popular.
Course, with the United States, I don't know if you heard Tiger in the Bahamas during his press conference, but somebody asked Tiger if he was considering being the Ryder Cup captain for the U.S. team in Ireland in 2027, and he responded, "Nobody has asked me yet." So, one big question mark, that's for sure. So to be continued on that story angle, Danielle.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, what Tiger is doing about, you know, cutting the whole PGA Tour down to a much smaller size, 20 tournaments. And that just is like, wow, you know, cuts out a lot of different communities that have become kind of, you know, accustomed to having the crit circus come to town and all the energy that's generated and the money that's also generated by the large group and the just the fascination that everyone wants to be there, wants to see this happening. So it's going to be interesting to see how Tiger leads us in the next few years.
Absolutely. It was interesting to hear some of his responses about that when questioned. You know, he's a PGA Tour Future Competition Committee chair. Uh-huh. And everybody thinks Tiger has all the answers, right? So he did say he's focusing on a leaner, simpler product with fewer events. Uh-huh. Around 20, as you mentioned, stronger fields, uh-huh. Formats that are clearer, whatever that means.
I know.
And they even suggested starting the season after the Super Bowl so that they don't have to compete with the NFL.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you know, with the new commissioner coming from the NFL, I think we're going to see changes maybe that worked for the new commissioner when he was with the NFL, you know, and who knows what these changes are going to look like, but it does seem like they're going to be major, major changes. Now, do they need them?
That's the question.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I like the playoff format at the end of the year, but I don't think that they have to cut the number of players in the fields and really start changing the format. So. So there's still a lot of questions. We'll have to see what they decide to come up with.
Yeah, they're going to give us a little bit at a time. Spoon feed us. You have a fabulous book out, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from the Legends of Golf, featuring 12 legends talking about what they bring from golf that they use in their day-to-day life. I think that's a wonderful way to look at it because, you know, when you talk about golf does this, golf does that, golf creates friendships, bonding. Yes, children learn how to behave through golf. It's an incredible sport. And what was the common denominator that came out of your interviews with the 12 legends?
Wow, you know, that's an interesting question because every legend, and I have 6 males and 6 females in the book, everybody from Jack Nicklaus to Tom Watson to Nancy Lopez, Annika, Ben Crenshaw, you know, they all had so much to say, and I listened intently and then pretty much took different themes and different lessons from each one of them. I wanted every chapter to be a lot different. So, for instance, Nancy Lopez talks about, you know, the power of positive thinking and playing happy golf, which you've heard Nancy before talk about this, but it's just so important. It you know, it sounds almost, you know, so cliche, but Nancy, you know, you have to stay positive on and off the course. And golf is just so difficult that it's so easy to hit a terrible shot. Hopefully you follow that up with a good shot, but you can't get discouraged with what you just did if it was a bad shot. You can't look behind you. You can't look at the past. You have to just focus on the present and stay optimistic. And I think that's so powerful. You know, that's just so important, not only on the golf course, but in life as mm-hmm. well. You might have had a bad day at the office or something maybe going sour in one's personal life. And, you know, you just have to stay positive and you have to look at the bright side. So I love Nancy Lopez's advice. Dottie Pepper talks about being prepared and maintaining balance in your life. And she actually admitted that, you know, she was so focused on golf for so many years as a young person and as a teenager and then as a college player that she didn't feel like she did have a balanced life. And, you know, she looked back on that and said she would have changed a few things. She would have been a little more perhaps well-rounded as a younger player. But, hey, you learn, right? I mean, they are just brilliant champions, and they were so willing to share so much about their own lives that we can all learn from, and we can all be inspired by. Bernard Longer talked about having faith and being grateful for what you have, and Bernard Longer came from such a real poor childhood, and he basically went to the golf course as a very young boy to caddy to bring home some coins for the family. So he started caddying before he ever started playing golf and didn't have enough money to take golf lessons, so just had a real natural knack for being a caddy, and the club champion saw his potential and hired him to be his caddy, and was just blown away by how good and how much insight Bernhard Longer had as a young caddy. And then, you know, being able to earn some income, he was able to, you know, eventually take lessons. And then this club champion sponsored him on, you know, with a couple tournaments, and he became very good very quickly. And at 68 years old, I just talked to Bernhard Longer. He's still going strong, which is incredible, right, Danielle?
Yes, it is.
I mean, just you wonder, you know, how, what are the keys to his longevity? And he shares a lot of that in the book. So every chapter, to answer your question, I know it's been a long-winded answer, but to answer your question, every personality has different wisdom that they share, which is just real inspirational and just real life-altering, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get the insight. You get to go inside the mind of the person talking and really feel what they have to say. In when you write your book, you do an excellent job putting it all together, and we feel like we're really taking away from the book some very important life lessons and certainly golf lessons. And that's the beauty
right.
of it.
Right. I mean,
yes.
Padre Carrington, who, again, was I just saw in Ireland at this Irish golf reception at the Ambassador's Residence in Dublin. In the book, he admitted to me that he's not only nervous, Danielle, when he goes to the tee box, he's fearful, which I thought was incredibly honest. And yet he turned that fear. He advises us all to turn any fear that we have into a positive. He said, embrace fear and nerves. And he said he uses that as adrenaline and as fire to focus on what he's doing. But can you imagine somebody as accomplished as Padre Carrington admitting that he's fearful when he goes to the tee box? I just thought that was a really keen lesson for all of us.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how successful somebody is, they all experience the same things that we do.
Yes. Exactly. Sometimes we don't realize, you know, and yeah, you just gave me something to think about, too. Thank you very much. Just bringing that up again. Now, going back to golf and going back to getting on the golf course, I know a lot of women like myself, we like to have a certain style. And you also have athleisure wear. IB Cool. Is it IB Cool?
Yes, IB KUL. It's pronounced IB Cool. Yeah.
IB Cool. Right. I like that.
I'm excited about this brand. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. We're about to do a photo shoot Monday and Tuesday here in Central Florida. And I'm getting my looks together. And oh my gosh, the variety, Danielle, for women and men and juniors now. They've expanded the line to include men and young people, but you can go to ibkul.com and look at the line and order from there. And if you use my promo code AN20, you'll get 20% off of all regularly priced items. So that's ANN20. But what I love about this line, and there's so many things, there's such a variety of styles. As you mentioned, we all like to be stylish.
Uh-huh.
But it's also, the fabric is UPF 50 plus sunscreen, so it protects your skin from, you know, harsh sun rays. And it's very breathable. It's a very soft fabric. It does not wrinkle. It travels really well. So, like, when I go to Ireland, I can just take a carry-on bag and my golf bag. And I've learned how to just pack all these Ivy Cole items, pants, you know, particularly for the Irish climate, and tops. And then I'll throw in some of my own sweaters. But and then Ivy Cole's making outerwear now that is windproof and rainproof. So I take that with me when I go over to the Emerald Isle. You know, all different kinds of colors and patterns. They have about 16 solid colors, different colors, and then patterns. So I just love the brand, and I've been wearing it now since 2021, and they come up with three different collections a year. So there's always, you know, a new and different look and patterns and colors to choose from. So definitely check it out. I'm just crazy about Ivy Cool.
IbyCool.com is where you can check it out. And if you want to get something, remember Ann20, they'll get you a discount on it. It's athleisure wear. And when you're on the golf course, wearing something that you feel very good in obviously gives you a little bit more sense of, I don't know, accomplishment.
That's right. You have to look good, okay?
Yes. You look good, you feel good, right? And you do
you
good.
You always look good, Danielle. But, you know, when you're on the golf course, everybody wants to look stylish. And yet, also, you want the looks to be practical. So the pockets are in the right place. And that's very important because you need to put the scorecard in one pocket. You want to put your glove in another. You know, they used to make just some of the golf outfits for women were just, yeah, it took a while for golf clothing for women particularly
to catch
get
up.
Stylish. And then to have it stylish and practical, meaning having the pockets in the right places and yes, and having it move with you. And, you know, it's just everything that you're looking for in a product to wear in the golf course or tennis court. They make great, you know, you can wear this, you know, same clothes really playing tennis. They have shorter skorts for tennis. They have tennis dresses. And then they also have, you know, it's an athleisure line that, as you say, you can go right from golf to lunch or dinner. They have dresses, too, which are beautiful. And so they're doing a lot of different styles now in dresses that you can, you know, wear. If you want to wear a dress with a skort, a pair of shorts underneath, they have those. Or if you want to, you know, wear the dress to dinner, they have so many different styles and colors and patterns. So it's the line has really expanded since I became a global ambassador for the brand in 2021. And I wear it basically with everything I do, whether I'm playing sports or going to lunch. So
Ann Liguori, yes, Ann Liguori, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us today. And I'm looking forward to going through your book again to look at some of the different things that I can take away. On those days when you're not feeling all that confident about yourself, it's important to read up and give yourself a break. Thank you, Ann, for being inside the clubhouse.
Danielle, thanks so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
To your audience.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Debbie Waitkus, founder Golf for Cause, co-founder and chair of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
So, you know, have you thought about your home appliances? You just kind of take them for granted, right? But what if something happens to one of them? Where do you go? Can they be fixed? Do you have to buy a new one? Hey, who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? You call Pacific Repair Services. They're located at 540 Lagoon Drive, right across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. You give them a call, 808-736-4080. 808-736-4080. Or you can find them online, of course, prscares.com. We fix, we maintain, and we sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, that is dishwashers, at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services because your home appliances just have to work.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Debbie Waitkus, founder Golf for Cause, co-founder and chair of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. The Arizona Golf Association has been around connecting people to the game of golf since 1923. Debbie Waitkus, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. It's so good to be with you again.
We are
in the holiday season. Festive, of course.
I can't believe it's been, 3 years since you've been on the show. I looked at it and went, what in the world? I miss Debbie.
Oh, you're so funny.
You need to let us know.
All good.
Yes, you need to
it's
let us
good.
Know. So tell us why you are so passionate about golf.
Oh, about golf? Okay,
yes.
So I grew up an athlete. I played every sport under the sun. Golf did not qualify as a sport, and it wasn't until later in life that I was actually dragged out to play. I was pregnant with my daughter.
Oh, my!
And the gal who encouraged me to come play said, you're just going to love this. And I was like, yeah, right. And it turns out that she was right, and I absolutely fell in love with this sport. I am so disappointed that I wasn't exposed to it earlier, because it's totally enriched my life, personally, professionally. It's such a huge magnetic connector, and we're happy golfers. We love to do things with and for people who we play with, and we understand each other and celebrate and commiserate together. And what a gift.
Yeah.
It's taken me around the world. You know, you have your clubs and let's go. So, yeah. And along the way, I got to meet you.
So you can hear it. Debbie Waitkus is passionate about golf, how it positively impacts people personally and professionally. She founded her company, Golf for Cause, in 2000. To empower business women through golf. She wrote a book entitled Get Your Golf On and serves on the board of the First Tee of Phoenix and Women in the Golf Industry. So, first of all, Get Your Golf On. What inspired that title?
I think it just was an evolution of what it's all about. I was working with a lot of brand new golfers or rusty golfers and did a golf mentorship program. And we would put three golfers out with a mentor in each group. And go around, and it didn't matter if the player had never hit a ball before. You know, you make your best effort to connect. You could pick the ball up and drop it down on the green and putt with everybody else. Because where we fall in love with this game is on the course, and you hear things and you learn things. You know, where do you put your clubs, when to talk, where to walk, how to even drive a golf cart, and just all those little things that are a mystery unless you've actually been in the environment. And it's not the same as just going to the driving range and very often being frustrated because the ball doesn't go in the air. It doesn't matter. let's just connect with each other and have some fun. And that whole experience, we'd come back into the clubhouse and share the lessons learned around the room and then put those back out in an email to everybody as far as what those lessons were, because sometimes you don't fully understand until you see it another time. And all those lessons learned kind of, I was able to create a library of those things and then just sorted them into from the tee, the fairway, the green, and terminology and jokes and all that kind of stuff. And then put it into a book, because people were saying, well, you know, you should make a book out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, okay, you're very presumptuous. And it took a while, but I did it. And it's just been, it's been wonderful. It's in the second edition now, and I'm in the process of creating a third edition.
Wow.
Because people have made suggestions to make it even better. So it's a little love fest, if you will, about all the contributions from others, including people like Nancy Lopez and Sandy LeBeau and Shirley Spork, and
wow,
just people who are passionate about helping others to experience what we love about the game, right?
Yes, absolutely. The book is Get Your Golf On! Get Your Golf On! Debbie's also most proud of her work with the LPGA co-founder and World Golf Hall of Famer Marilyn Smith. As confidant and co-tournament director of her annual Pro-Am, the Pro-Am raises money for Marilyn's scholarship fund. So that fund has already $1,500,000 to young women to attend college. And since Marilyn's...
Is that amazing?
Yes. Since Marilyn's passing, Debbie co-founded and is president of Golf It Forward Foundation to forward the spirit and the legacies of the trailblazing LPGA founders and pioneers. Now, there were 13.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about Marilyn Smith and you guys working together.
Well, first off, I don't know how many times she would call you on the phone, Danielle, but we were her 6:30 wake-up call. And, you know, I had the pleasure of a friendship with her in her later years. And I think, like a lot of older people, there is a lot of routine. And I was her first call of the morning after she gave her dog Benny his pill, and Benny after Ben Hogan, of course, who was her favorite. And then she would call her sister, and then, you know, she had a routine. And so I cherish the fact that I was able to be part of her daily life and vice versa. And she would just share whatever was on her mind, and that started the day, and there might be more calls throughout the day, especially when we were working hot and heavy on the Pro-Am, and there'd be the call, are you sitting down? I got a check today. guess how much? You know? But just, she was always so joyous, and you know this, Danielle. I mean, she lifted others up,
mm-hmm,
and it's such a lesson, you know, to have received from her, finding the best in everybody and being inquisitive and truly interested in what's going on in others' lives and what makes them tick. And she experienced it all. She experienced it all.
They were tough ladies because, you know, they forged their own path. And, you know, it takes a lot of weeding.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So it's just wonderful to know that, I mean, that you had such a wonderful relationship with her. And what is amazing, golf it forward. You know, golf it forward, that's something you created, isn't it?
As a group, these crazy like-minded people who we got together and started the foundation, because we need to look forward. You know, 75 years ago, these women did something just unfathomable, and they started this tour and this organization, and they were women, they were entrepreneurs, and those two things didn't really exist.
Right.
You know, an entrepreneur, and God forbid it was a woman, 75 years ago. And, you know, I think that they were shunned a little bit by society and their families probably too, so they had to have thick skin. But look whose shoulders we're standing on. I mean, they opened the fairways for women. They created these opportunities, and look what's happened for women being able to leverage golf for business purposes, having social and leagues and all these things that are, it's so intertwined with our lifestyle.
Right.
We have them to thank. And now we're nurturing those who are coming up in the world, these young ladies who maybe they're not on tour, but they're clearly exemplary golfers, and they do community service. They're leaders. These are our future leaders that we're nurturing. And in our organization, we are so, so thrilled to just be part of lifting them up and giving them a lot, you know, helping them with their launching pad and giving them to college. And after Marilyn passed away, along with Shirley Sports Health, who is another LPGA co-founder, we gathered as many of the scholarship recipients as we could and created a sisterhood for them that they have now named Marilyn's Pearls. They knew that Marilyn wore pearls, and it's just like, okay, you know, that strand of pearls, it just keeps growing.
That's wonderful.
But the leadership programming we do for them, there will be a couple of girls and Pebble Beach at the 75th anniversary of the LPGA to do some activations and meeting and greeting. And that's going to be a memory that they will cherish forever, entire life.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, we get a couple girls every year who go to Founders Cup and sit on the perch. And, you know, that's also part of Marilyn's legacy. They get media training and just all kinds of things, that experiences they wouldn't otherwise have. They know whose moniker they're carrying, and I think they stand a little taller.
Yeah, they do, and they feel, and they're in the circle. When you're let into the circle because of everything you've done, and you've strived for the highest, and accomplished it. And it's a wonderful feeling. Now, what we missed, unfortunately, is the Golf It Forward auction, which closed on the 1st of December. But what I want everybody to listen to, scholarship applications are still being accepted at golfitforward.org scholarships. Now, what does one do to submit an application?
Well, in essence, go to the website that you just mentioned. We need your listeners' help, because they know young ladies who are college seniors who could apply for a scholarship, and so we need help. There are a lot of young ladies that, if they're working with recruiters or they're part of an LPGA organization, they already know about this. We need to get to the girl that belongs to the. That a member belongs to a club who has a daughter, a granddaughter, a niece. Who do you know that has a young lady that could earn a scholarship? And go to the website. They will go ahead and apply. As part of this, they will watch the founder film, and they will answer a couple of essay questions about how they resonate with the founders. And you watch that movie, you've got to be inspired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And, you know, so even these girls, even if they don't earn a scholarship, they've been inspired by the founders. They've learned the story. They can tell the story. They can tell others. it's a wonderful opportunity. So it's as simple as going to golfitforward.org/scholarships and following the prompts.
There you go, following the prompts. And then there's the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Pro-Am and Sunday Tea, and we'll all be wearing our pearls. So that's on April 26th through the 27th in Scottsdale, Arizona. So how do we get into the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Pro-Am?
So the registration is going to open up this coming week for that. And what's really exciting is our honorees this year are Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel. We are so excited to have them. And Jane Crafter will be doing the interview of these ladies and a couple of others on at the Sunday Tea. So a lot of LPGA history. And as soon as that registration link is opened up, I will get that to you so that you can share that. But again, it'll be available on our website of golfitforward.org. It'll be pretty obvious.
Excellent. And Debbie Waitkus will be back on the show to tell us about everything that's happening and the opening up of the opportunities that you have, and you need to take advantage of them. Even though she said you may not be chosen, that doesn't necessarily mean that you won't be chosen. Okay?
That's so correct. We do 25 scholarships a year. So
yes.
We've got plenty to distribute.
Yeah, never give up. Debbie Waitkus, founder of Golf for Cause, co-founder and chair of the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. And I'm just thrilled. The Arizona Golf Association has been around connecting people to the game since 1923. That's this game. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll talk real soon, Debbie.
Thanks, Danielle. You be well and enjoy the season.
Oh, yes. Happy holidays. Aloha. We're going to come back. Casey Nakama standing by right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
All right. It's the Aloha Power week-long steel sale. It's time to retire those big box tools. You know, steel is on sale up to 25% off. Riding and walking mowers, they're available. Chainsaws, whackers, trimmers, a whole lot more. You got to go in there. Actually, you know what you do is you go and say, honey, is there anything you want for Christmas? Or even better, just listen to him complain about whatever it is that isn't working anymore. And then you go over to Aloha Power's week-long steel sale and you pick it up. And there's your Christmas present. We have service. We have parts. We have accessories for every rider from home to commercial sized. You mow it. You blow it around. You know, got one of those blowers. And then you bag it all up. It's easy. Just blow it right in there. And then you're done. And you get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, EVLA, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Who do you call when your home appliance isn't working? Pacific Repair Services. Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does repairs, maintenance, and sales. Call us at 808-736-4080 or find us on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, and dishwashers at fabulous prices. Rely on Pacific Repair Services, because your home appliances have to work.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed.
Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I love that phrase. I've been robbed. Yeah, like there's a little animal underneath there. Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, inducted in 2015. Director of Golf, founder and owner, Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, and the managing partner, Newtown Golf Driving Range. Welcome into the clubhouse, Casey.
Morning, Danielle.
It's wonderful hearing your voice. You've been traveling a lot. Anything to do with golf?
No, nothing right now. We are headed for vacation to Las Vegas during the Christmas break, but no traveling, no golf travels until next year.
Okay. So the Newtown Golf Driving Range will be open while you're in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be open right through the holidays. On Christmas Eve, you know, we were running a special on the, you know, we're only open for half a day. And so we're running a $9 full basket special. We did it on Thanksgiving night when we opened only half a day, and the place was crazy. So, yeah, it's going to be fun for the, you know, everybody to come in, hit some balls before they can head to their parties.
Yeah, so that's Christmas Eve, $9 full basket, a full basket for $9. That's awesome. And
that's awesome. Yeah, it's 100 balls. Our full baskets are 100 balls. So
wow,
that's a big basket. Yeah.
Wow. And what time will you be open on Christmas Eve?
We're going to be open from 9 o'clock, and our last call is around 1. If it's busy, we extend it to 2, but we get the range cleaned up so we can send our employees home, get ready for their parties, so they can head on to their parties.
Yeah, right
but
on.
Our Newtown Cafe, yeah, the Newtown Cafe restaurant is going to be open to the eve, so they have really good food.
So yeah. After you have to say goodbye to the 100 balls that you've just hit and you want to do another 100, you're going to go over and have something to eat and chill.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership, you know, at our range when we have the cafe, the Newtown Cafe, serve really good food, big portions. And, you know, also we have the Asal Golf here that Kellen does all the fittings. It's a full service pro shop. And so, you know, it's just a great combination here. So when people come here, they walk in, you know, they can go into the pro shop, buy some gloves, get some balls, get equipment fixed up, and they can hit some balls and have some lunch. And we got the full service going on over here.
That's awesome. And it's perfect. I mean, I don't have to go anywhere. It's right where you want to be. You get the
It's real great. You know, one of the things that I'm really picky about is that the facility. I want the facility to be clean, and you know, we have a lot of people going in and out of our bathrooms. I want my bathrooms all clean. I want the area all cleaned up. So my employees do a great job keeping this area clean. So that's part of the, I think, the full, you know, the ambiance when you get here. We have a little bit of Christmas music going on right now. Some Christmas lights are up. And, you know, it's just it feels good when you get here.
Yeah, I have to be there. I have this problem with my leg. I have some nerve something or other, press compression issue. So my right leg kind of gets dragged along, which isn't really a good thing for playing golf.
No. Bad legs aren't too good for golf. Yeah,
bad legs aren't good for golf. I should get a T-shirt. Bad legs, not good for golf. Fix me. Yeah. Fix me, please, immediately. So now I'm just going through all the things that you do, Casey. You're not just at the Newtown. You're tell us every place where you're. Are you still in Milwaukee?
Our junior golf program runs up at Pro at Kalawao, and you know, they've been so great for us. They promote the junior golf. They help the kids out there, and for our program, Ed Kage, I'm the general manager there, and Sid Okino, head pro there. They're all, you know, pro junior golf, so they help us out a lot. And you know, I do a lot of my private instructions up there. And I do some of my instructions at the Newtown Range, but Pearl Country Club, the facility is so nice up there. It's all the new putting greens have been, you know, renovated. They got a little par 3 course that the people can play, and the golf course is in great shape all the time now. And so it's just a great place to be associated with right now for me.
Right on. Pearl Kalaau'au. It's a beautiful, I mean, everything that was done to the course over that year that was closed, it really shows. It's absolutely beautiful. It's spectacular.
It's such a different golf course now from, you know, we used to have the Pearl Open there for like maybe 20, 25 years. There was a Hawaii Pearl Open in one of the major tournaments in Hawaii, and we played there every February, and golf course was a good golf course, but now it's a really good golf course with the renovations done on the greens, kind of modernized the greens on the golf course, gave it some undulations and some bunkers, some strategic bunkering, what we call it, which made the golf course a little bit more difficult. But now it's fun for us to be playing because it's like playing a new course all the time. So, yeah, you know, before when it was designed in the 50s or 60s, it was round and flat. Every green was kind of round and flat. And so it served its purpose for the time. But for, you know, right now, it's, you know, it got outdated and sort of renovations to modernize that place. And golf course is really, it's one of the best golf courses on the island right now.
Truly.
No doubt.
Truly.
Yeah.
KORLYNI, Honolulu. So, I have to ask you, because, you know, you were Dean Wilson's coach. You were Michelle Wee's first coach. I'm sure everybody brings it up. Do you still do coaching?
Yeah, I have a bunch of kids that through our junior golf program, as they advance through our program, we have a lot of kids in college right now. And I am proud of some of those kids that they got full scholarships to Oregon State, Colorado State. We got kids at St. Martin's, we got University of Hawaii. Dane Watanabe is one of the top amateurs right now in the state. So they developed nicely, and they funneled through our program, did what we asked them to do, and developed real nicely. So yes, I still do coach some of these players. Yeah,
the players that are coming up. Yeah, I was looking. You know, Aloha Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. There are just so many people involved. From first tee all the way up to collegiate, and it's wonderful to see how you coalesce around it, you know, and you create this little bubble for people to feel comfortable to come in and to enjoy learning the game and excelling at the game. And then, of course, as if you get a scholarship through golf, and then it's like a full ride at the college of your choice. It's a real awesome opportunity for young people to take advantage of. And what do you say to people who wonder, why should I send my kid at the age of 6 to first tee or something, a program like that? What do you tell parents?
There are some programs that takes the kids that, 6 or 7. We don't do that yet. I think Colina might do something. First team might do something with the kids that our kids. And I kind of wait until they're 7.5, 8 years old. That can take a little bit of instruction. And so, you know, our program, Danielle, is trying to get the kids ready to get on the golf course as soon as possible, because it's more fun when we hit the golf course. But golf is such a difficult sport at the beginning that, you know, they got to go through a process of learning how to hit the golf ball, get all their fundamentals down, you know, some chipping, some putting, swinging, before we can even begin the process of learning a little bit of etiquette and the honor system that is required to be on the golf course. So there's kind of a process that happens. It takes a few months to get these kids ready to even start to play on some little pitch and putt greens and have them to, you know, learn how to mark the ball. So, but once they get going, we all know I'm kind of biased to this sport. This is one of the greatest games they're going to play, because we've had kids, and I've had a lot of parents that come up to me and say, you know, Casey, I appreciate this so much, because now we can play, we can have a family game and go play and go play golf, you know, with their kids in high school and stuff. So, you know, it's one of those things. You can have the best football player, high school basketball player, soccer player in the state, but you're not going to participate in that sport with your parents. That's for sure. You're not going to be competing, you know, and playing with them. But golf, they go, you know, go on a golf course. And this is one unique sport that's That's what we can do. We can play golf with all level skill levels of players. You can play with your parents, and you can participate. You know, once you get to a certain level at other sports, your parents are basically spectating on what you're doing, enjoying what you do. But golf, they can enjoy and play golf right along with you. So that's why I'm kind of biased to this sport. I think this is one of the greatest games ever.
Yes. this is Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, Asia Tour alum, Ben Hogan PGA Tour alum, won the Hilo Invitational, Hawaii State Open, the JAL Rainbow Open, Makaha Open, Maui Open, Mid-Pac Open, Waikoloa Open.
Danielle.
Yes.
You don't have to go through that. I'm just going to be joking around with you, but you're going to take too long if you're going to let those things. I just wanted to say one thing.
Yes.
In our instruction for the history of what I've been doing and through all the experiences I've had, Chichi Rodriguez was my sponsor for 2 years. I used to go down to his house in Puerto Rico. He passed away this past year. I learned so much, playing golf with him and playing on the Ben Hogan Tour, which is now, they call it the Corn Ferry Tour. But I've learned so many things, playing with Ben Crenshaw and Nick Price in the senior events. And just for my instructional information, I've asked these guys so many questions about, what they think about certain things that instructional golf mechanics and things that we're doing. And, I got a lot of my information from great players. So when we do help the kids, I think our kids advance quickly because they're thinking of the correct or the right things to advance their games. How long do we have, Daniel? I have a short story.
Go ahead. Short story ready.
I participated. I got lucky enough to play in the Kapalua International at the end of the year before on a PGA Tour. And Jack Nicklaus got invited into that field 1 year. And our lockers were right next to each other. The lockers were alphabetical. It was, Nicklaus and then, Nakama and then Nicklaus. And Guy Yamamoto was caddying for me. And one evening, Jack Nicklaus was in the locker room, and he was talking to Ben Crenshaw about some golf, hitting the driver and stuff. So I sat there, and I just listened because this is – the greatest player, one of the greatest players in the world, or if not the greatest player in the world. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about driving the golf ball. And he said, this is a fundamental that has to happen. And, mentally, you got to be in this, and he was going through some stuff. And I just was a fly on the wall and just listening to all that information. They were going back and forth. And, that kind of information is invaluable to me when I start passing this down, to all of my players. And also when I played with Ben Crenshaw in the senior event, I asked Ben Crenshaw 100 questions while we were playing during the tournament, and he didn't mind it. And all the things that he needed to do in putting and what we do in putting and what he thinks that the greatest putters in the world do. And so that's the kind of information that, I learned and I got from some of these players. So some of our players, they get some good stuff as they get more advanced. And they move on to college, and we have a few players that are interested in turning pro now. So, yeah, I'm excited for them.
I'm excited that you have that information. Two of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Ben Crenshaw, who always opens the show, and Jack Nicklaus, who is the most down-to-earth person on the planet. He's like, oh, come walk with me.
Yeah. Or anything for golf, the promotion of golf. Yeah.
Yes.
And, that they've been influencing me. So whatever we can do to influence this game and bring in new players to the game, to the juniors, and introduce them to the game, that's going to be great for this game.
Absolutely. Casey Nakama. That's all you need. I don't have to say that he's a Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer or all this. Casey Nakama, Managing Partner, Newtown Golf Driving Range. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse, and I look forward to talking again with you real soon.
Thank you, Daniel. I'll talk to you again.
Great. Aloha. We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields, Now, you know, you never know where the guy is. He in Hollywood? Is he doing some movie? Is he got a part somewhere? Is he parachuting out of an airplane right now and going to come land in the middle of our studios? That's the kind of guy he is. He's just like on the road all the time. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaia. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Maybe he hasn't landed yet. He's still skydiving. Michael Patrick Shields, where are you? I wanted to mention that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, conducted the Tour Championship at the club at Kukui'ula this weekend, the past weekend, the 6th and the 7th. And the event was 36 holes and by invitation only, a total of 100, excuse me, that would have been a very large group, a total of 53 junior golfers from across the state teed up. The tournament was the final event that awards points for HSJGA. And, of course, first player of the year and all the season race to the coveted HSJGA first player of the year award system. So the boys, congratulations, boys, 11 and 12, Kyle Trudell of Kula. And congratulations to the boys, 13 to 14, Leo Saito, Hilo, and boys 15 to 18, Jake Otani in Hilo, and the girls 11 to 12, Lucy Kui of Honolulu, girls 13 and 14, Makena Yonomura of Waipahu, and girls 15 through 18, Samantha Monroe of Honolulu. And a great job, boys 11 through 12, HSJGA Blue Tees, and just did a fabulous job. I'm so happy that you guys are working as hard as you are at what you're working at. Now, is it possible that he's landed? He's landed. Michael Patrick Shields, I was talking about you skydiving. And, you know, Mr. Hollywood could be doing a part because we hadn't heard from you. So I thought maybe you're, you know, action and you're still in that action mode. Hi, Michael Patrick Shields, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me? There were some headwinds coming from Miami to Michigan. And so, you go from 80 degrees to 21 degrees. But here we are in Hawaii, where you never have to worry about the weather.
Oh, I don't know. We've got a little storm system coming at us from the south. But it should be fun because, you know, everything with Michael Patrick Shields is fun. Now, wait a second. You went to a couple of places. The last time we talked, you were at some Formula One race right to the canyons of Las Vegas where you, and then you went, let's see, off to Miami.
I got to get a Miami fix about four times a year, and this was it.
Okay.
I hopped aboard Oceana Cruises for 3 days for, to learn about their new ship, the Allura, which is a beautiful ship. And if you think, like I did, that the cruise industry was slowing down, not true. Nathan Hickman, the sort of chief commercial officer of Oceana Cruises, said they're building 7 new ships in the next 4 years. And I said, wow. He said, we would not be building those ships if we didn't need them. And I said, you're gonna, by the time that happens in 5 years, you're going to be bigger than the Russian Navy. And he got a kick out of that, I hope. They didn't make me walk the plank, but they're all about experiences, and they are also well known for their cuisine. So Jacques Pepin is their sort of inspirational chef, and it was good fun. And then, you know, Miami is such a vibrant, exciting place, and I stayed at Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, which is right in the middle of the action. If you want Deco Drive or Lincoln Mall, to walk around outside there, this avenue, and then. It is a good point to say that Miami has a big event all the time. So Art Basel was going on when I was there just last week. And then the Formula One that you mentioned comes in May. They've got South Beach Wine and Food Festival in February. And often they'll have the Super Bowl, of course, in Miami. It's in the heavy rotation there. And so, you know, it's a dynamic and super cool, exciting place. And
I had no idea. Michael Patrick Shields, I had no idea that the Formula One crew goes from city to city and not racetrack to racetrack.
Well, some of them are city courses like Monaco and Las Vegas.
Sure.
And if you go to Miami, it's around the Hard Rock Stadium where the Dolphins play. They create a track.
Okay.
And then there are some of the more historic ones in Italy. Monza, for instance, is a permanent track. But, you know, they're all glamorous places. Abu Dhabi, they just finished racing there. And wouldn't it be fun to have a Hawaii Formula One race?
Yes. Abu
right
Dhabi.
Through Honolulu. That'd be awesome.
We'd have to fly all those cars in. How many cars could fit on a jumbo jet? I'm thinking all the people who'd want to make sure they were with the car at all times while it was flying across the ocean. Don't you think?
The amount of money that's spent just for the setup, and sometimes they have races on back-to-back weekends, is absolutely astonishing. I watched a documentary about that, and they have Formula One uses a number of jumbo jets just to get a lot of their technical equipment from place to place. It's like a space launch on wheels, there are 20 cars, right? And it's just fabulous. Very, very sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
And, those cars are something else. They're really amazing amount of money spent by the auto companies and their advertisers.
Yeah, I want to be in one day. Just, I watch the guys at Hickam Air Force Base when they take off, and the flight leader, the flight leader, when he takes off, the first three guys go off, and they're like, going out to altitude at an angle, right? The flight leader, he doesn't do angles. He goes straight up in the sky. I mean, it's like unreal. And you're just, I'm like, I want to be in that jet. But I'm afraid that I would pass out.
Well, if you want to amuse yourself, go to the Blue Angels site. Well, just go on to YouTube and put Blue Angels Media Ride.
Okay.
And you all afternoon can watch the media people who are so excited to take a ride in the Blue Angels, and almost all of them faint, as you're suggesting, or get sick. And because they put a camera, because they want to show it on the news or whatever.
Yes.
And all of them, You know, and they all start out joking and laughing to cut their nerves. And yeah. Within 2 minutes, lights out.
My goodness. So I'm not just going to faint, but I could also, I need one of those white bags.
I never want to say it in the morning in Hawaii. It would be very distasteful.
Very distasteful.
But,
But
those cars are, you know, I don't even know. You say you'd want to be in one. I went in an Indy car once. And they put you in there with a six-way seatbelt. So if you're all claustrophobic, you can forget about it. And then they put a cowl over the top. You're in there, you know, you're mounted in there. There's no movement, anything, and you're going 200 miles an hour on an oval track, bank turn. Two laps is enough for most people, and it sure was for me.
It's not sexy at all.
It's just intense, man. Super intense.
Well, you know, everybody thinks of, you know, the guys who are in those big jets and the guys that are on those big cars. But they can all handle it because they're tough and they exercise and their bodies are in perfect condition. That's how you can.
It's not like a golf cart. You know, where you put a beer in there and maybe your little speaker with the music and there's no seat belts. And you cruise around in between the lava rocks on grass that looks like a green carpet. That's golf Hawaii style, isn't it?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So, obviously the guy that, you know, was at the Miami Beach Beachfront Resort. Was that where you were?
Lowe's Hotel, which is owned, that particular hotel is owned by the owner of the New York Giants.
Oh, gosh.
And, they just put millions of dollars of renovation into it. And in terms of an anchor location that's Miami stylish in the middle of everything, it's got the best one. Part of it's on the beach and part of it's on Ocean Drive. And
it's
really, really cool. Yeah. If you're going, and it's not that expensive either. It's just, it's luxury and fun, and it's not snobby like some of those other places can be. You know, you ever go into some place and you say, wow, this is too chic for me? Chic, but also family friendly.
Yes, okay. And now, is this a little Art Deco area?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere around there. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and you've got the hot tubs and all that stuff going on. And
you've got cigars and hookah Cuban music all the time. It's like being in another country, only you're in America.
I was looking at pictures, and the view of the ocean is absolutely spectacular. I didn't know it was as blue as it is. It's absolutely
sure is. It's very blue there in Miami, and also the water is very warm. I think the water, ocean water, was warmer than the pool water, for what it's worth. Wow. Is it like that on Waikiki Beach?
No, it's kind of right in between lukewarm.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's not too cold and not too hot. Just right. You know, I think I'm being told that we have to wrap up the show.
Oh, hell.
I know. It just goes too fast, doesn't it, Michael? Patrick
it
Shields?
Does, and I got to get to the island soon. I'm going to make that my New Year's resolution. I'm coming to Hawaii one way or another.
Yes.
I miss you all. And
yes.
You and Rick and everybody there. So I'll see you there. That's my resolution.
Okay, well, we're ready. Anytime you are. Come on down, you know.
Careful what you wish for.
We don't have any great prizes to give to you yet, you know, but come on.
Your presence is a prize,
and being
on your program and your friendship and being in the Hawaiian Islands, what could be more precious than that?
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha. All right, we welcome Pacific Repair Services located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS. They do repairs, maintenance, and sales. So call them 808-736-4080. Or you'll find them on the web at prscares.com. We fix, maintain, and sell refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, fabulous prices. And a new shipment arrived yesterday. Welcome the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round. Wind down after work. That's a nice way to do it. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, great restaurant there, good fun. It's Aloha Power's week-long celebration. Work smarter, faster, and easier sale day. Yes, with our riding and walking mowers, chainsaws and whackers and so much more. Steel is on sale, 25% off. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment, open Monday through Saturday, Evile, next to the Costco gas station. And, of course, they're in Waipahu. The Aloha section, PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, friendship, family, go golf. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea, Maui. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.